Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. Today is April 24th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking up in the book of Numbers. We're starting the book of Numbers today, Numbers chapter 1. Then we're going to read Psalm 35, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, and then we're going to finish the book of Titus, Titus chapter 3 today. So let's get into the word this morning on this wonderful Lord's Day. Numbers chapter 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take ye the sum of the congregation of the children of Israel after their families by the house of their fathers with the number of their names, every male by their poles, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of their house of his fathers. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you of the tribe of Reuben. Eleazar, the son of Shedir, of Simeon, Shelumiel, of the son of Zerushaddai, of Judah, Nashon, the son of Amminadab, of Ishkar, Nathaniel, the son of Zuar, of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, of Elishama, the son of Aminhud, of Manasseh, of Gamaliel, the son of Pedaizer, of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gidonani, of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amenashadai, of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Akron, of Gad, Elisaph, the son of Deuel, of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These are the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, head of the thousands of Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward by their poles. As the Lord had commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai, and the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generation, after their family, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, by their poles, every male, for 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generation, after their families, by the house of the fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the numbers of their names, by their poles, every male, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, by their generation, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, by their generation, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 64,600. Of the children of Ishkar, by the generation after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ishkar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generation after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generation after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by the generations after their family, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generation after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generation, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered by them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generation, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 40,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generation, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was for the house of his fathers. And so were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the houses of their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, even all they that were numbered, were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them, for the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel, but thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. And they shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard throughout their host. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, and there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. That was Numbers chapter 1. Let's move on over to Psalm 35. Psalm 35 today. Psalm 35, a psalm of David. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded, and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back, and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon them unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself into the very destruction. Let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in the salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up, and they laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversary, in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look upon? Rescue my soul from their destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouths wide against me, and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion, together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. That was Psalm 35. Let's move on over to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, that they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall towards the south or towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. And as thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. And therefore remove sorrow from thine heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. That was Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Let's move on over to the book of Titus today. Titus 3, we'll finish that book this morning. Titus chapter 3. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceitful, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. When I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. And bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on thy journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith, and grace be with you all. Amen. Well, amen. That was our reading today for April 24th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining us on this Lord's Day. Again, just a reminder, we have our Sunday School Hour beginning at 9:15 this morning. We have Sunday School classes for all ages, including adults. That begins at 9:15. We're going through the book of Matthew. And so I know we took a week off last week for Easter, but we're going to be jumping back into that, and so you won't want to miss it. And then, of course, our worship service that starts at 10:30, which I hope that you join us for. But that said, why don't we start our day with a word of prayer? But before I do that, make sure that you, if you haven't done so, make sure that you leave a reaction or a comment to this video so that I can make sure to mark that off my list. We're going to be approaching the 200th day here coming up in, I believe it's July. And so I got another prize for you then. And so we'll look forward to that. But let's have a word of prayer today. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for another Lord's Day that we can come together and be able to worship you, God, and Lord, to start our day opening your word and to be in it together as your people, God, I just praise you. And Lord, I pray that we would take what your word has to say and apply it to our hearts, God, that you would use this word by the power of your spirit to conform us more to the image of Jesus Christ. Lord, I look forward to the book of Hebrews today, opening that book and preaching from it. Because it's in that book, God, that we see the prominence and the in the preeminence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just look forward to preaching on Jesus today, and thrills my heart. And so, Lord, bless our day today. May we honor you in all things, and may you bless your word to our hearts. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thanks, everybody. See you in a little bit. Bye now.